Chapter 1, Special Education in Context. After reading Chapter 1, here are some of the key points that you should remember. Chapter 1 is a chapter about individuals with disabilities who are first and foremost like their typical peers. You may recall the distinction or learning about the distinction between a disability and a handicap. We also learned of the 13 disability categories currently recognized by the federal government. One of the key points that you also encountered in Chapter 1 was the concept of special education, which focuses on specialized materials, equipment, services, and in some cases, specialized instructional strategies. The key fact is that a special education is individualized to meet the unique needs of each and every learner that you will have in your classroom. Additionally, we talked about the prevalence of the number of children receiving special education services. A distinction was made between the concepts of prevalence and incidence. Then we spent some time looking at the chronology of dates or the history of special education. You might recall that education or special education in the United States traces its heritage back to the Europeans. Essentially, it was not a homegrown thing. We borrowed the concepts from the Europeans or the individuals emigrated to the United States. When we were talking about the individuals, we also talked about the establishment of residential facilities for individuals with special needs. Remember, residential facilities predated the establishment of public school classrooms for individuals with disabilities, and they mainly were not established until the late 1800s. Earlier, we mentioned special education. Providing a special education is something that is not exclusive to the general education teacher. As a classroom teacher, you will have the support of a special educator, and depending upon the unique needs of the individual child, you will be working with a psychologist, possibly, a speech-language pathologist, an occupational therapist, maybe even a physical therapist. Many of these professionals provide what is known in the field as related services. Related services are those services that allow an individual with special needs to achieve benefit from their special education. Currently, today, in many schools across the United States, general educators are working in a cooperative fashion with special education teachers. One of the present models that helps facilitate inclusive education is cooperative teaching, which is one of many different ways that the general education teacher and the special education teacher team together to provide a customized program for children who learn differently. In recent years, a great deal of credence has been given to a concept known as universal design for learning. Ways of presenting material and assessing what the student has learned that is individualized for their particular needs. This is done in a proactive fashion rather than retrofitting the curriculum. It is designed to help the students, regardless of their disability, acquire, maintain, and learn the material. Special education embraces children from birth through age 21. We often talk about preschoolers or infants and toddlers with special needs, preschoolers and adults. Special education requires a lifelong approach to providing assistance to individuals with special needs.